Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. His divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Exceedingly great and precious promises. They are things that we have been given by God. And He says that through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so as an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the knowledge, supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I read verse number 12. He says, For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. That's what the Apostle Peter is saying. And he's saying, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And we heard this voice, which came from heaven, when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have, oh God help me, so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. I want to read verse number 19 to verse number 21 again, and I just to remind you, I'm reading from 2 Peter chapter number 1, I'm reading from the New King James Version, and I'm reading from verse number 19 to verse number 21, which I'm going to repeat after having read the entire chapter. It says, "For we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So when they were speaking because they were being moved by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was speaking through the prophets. And Peter says, and we have this prophetic word fulfilled. If you go and read Psalm 22, if you go and read Isaiah 11, verse number 2, if you go and read the various scriptures in the Old Testament, you're going to see they were prophetic as the coming of our Lord and Savior. And Peter is saying, we heard a voice from heaven, and that voice made a declaration that this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. And the Apostle Peter said, we were with him on that mountain, the Mount of Transfiguration, where on that mountain there was Moses and Elijah that appeared. You know, when they said, when they were sleeping, he said, would you just stay and pray with me for an hour? But they were tired. But he says, we saw Moses and Elijah, and they were speaking to him concerning his death. And Peter is saying, we have a prophetic word that is sure. And he gives a warning, and he says, prophetic words are not coming from by the will of man, but they are coming as men of God are being given utterance by the Holy Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. So tonight, what we want to pray tonight, I want to pray concerning several things, but what I want to emphasize on is I want us to pray for God to open up our ears so that we hear not the voices of men, but we hear the voice of God. That we hear the voice of God. Because one of the reasons that one of the challenges that we face in our day and age of people looking for a prophetic word, the challenge that we face is that many are waiting for the fulfillment of specific prophetic words, but the words they are waiting to be fulfilled are not being fulfilled because they were not spoken by God. They were not spoken by God. So you have this disappointment because you are waiting for this prophetic word to be fulfilled. But God does not have any obligation to fulfill that prophetic word because it did not come from Him. So you have to be very discerning to be able to understand the voice you are listening to. Is it coming from God or is it coming from man? The Bible says that there are many false prophets that have gone through the earth, many false prophets that are speaking. They tell you what you want to hear. But what you want to hear may not be what God wants to say. So you end up with this frustration saying prayer doesn't work. Well, God doesn't fulfill prophecy anymore. But God is saying, I did not say that I was going to do that in your life, but you were expecting God to do that, but he is not under, as I say, not under any obligation to fulfill that word, because it's not a word that's coming from Him. But Father, tonight, I pray for every man and every woman on this prayer line. I pray, God, for the opening of their ears. I pray, God, for the spirit of discernment to come upon them, that they are able to discern, to hear your voice. You said, O God, by your word, your sheep know your voice. You said, your sheep know your voice and they hearken to your words. Tonight, O God, let our ears be fine-tuned to hear what heaven has to say. We know that we have a desire, God, to move to a higher place in you. We have a desire to fulfill your desires for our lives. We know that before the worlds were even formed, you had a plan for our lives. You had a purpose for our lives. And our desire, God, is to fulfill that plan and that purpose. But Father, sometimes we have not been able to hear what you wanted us to hear. We have been following the voices of other men that have not been given the mandate to speak on your behalf. Tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the exposition of every false prophetic word that has ever been declared over us, that we have been building our faith on, and we have suffered such disappointment because we haven't seen the manifestation, we haven't seen the fulfillment. Father, tonight we say, we have been so keen to see and to hear prophetic words that we have missed your word. We have been following after false prophetic voices, yielding ourselves to them, sowing our seeds unto them, O God, enlarging them, giving them a reputation, giving them authorization and power to speak into our lives when you haven't appointed them to speak into our lives. Tonight, God, we contend for the true prophetic voices to rise up in our lives, to speak in accordance with what heaven has mandated, in accordance with what heaven has said must be spoken in this day and in this hour. I pray that God, in the name of Jesus, the disappointment of waiting for a prophetic word that has not been declared by God, that has brought sorrow to our hearts, is being broken tonight in the name of Jesus. That, Father, you are going to deal with those false voice, prophetic voices that have been speaking over us, declaring decrees and judgments that have been rendered by the kingdom of darkness over our lives. We declare that we are children of light. We are children of the Most High God. Father, we have no fellowship with darkness. We command every false prophetic word that has been hanging over our lives to fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. Let disappointment, O God, come over the expectation of those that are waiting, that have disappointed us by speaking those false prophetic words. I pray now in the name of Jesus for the breaking asunder of every hold, every power that the enemy has had over us because of those false prophetic words. We declare that tonight the truth of the living God is going to reign supreme over our lives. Let the true words that are spoken by God over our lives rise above all the falsehood we have entertained. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, the false prophetic words are designed specifically for you to begin doubting God. God help me. For you to begin doubting God, because God has made an emphatic declaration, and this is the emphatic declaration that God has made. He said, "My word shall not return to me void." He says, "My words shall not return to me void." So there is an appointed time that God has set forth, is the appointed time for when the prophetic word declared over you is going to be made manifest. But because that word has not been declared by God, you are thinking now God is a liar, which is contradictory to His word when He has said, "I am not a man that I should lie, nor a son of man that I should repent." I know that you have been. Here's the other challenge that we have. You see, receiving a prophetic word, even if it's a prophetic word from God, does not exempt you from doing what is required by God for the manifestation of that prophetic word. Sometimes you have to get into a place where you have to war to contend for the manifestation of that prophetic word. You receiving a prophetic word is not an exemption for you not to enter into your tent to pray. It's not an exemption for you not to enter into your place of worship and worship God just because a prophetic word is going to come to pass. So, every prophetic word that is spoken over you, we declared that is not from God, we command it to fall to the ground right now. In the name of Jesus, may your spirit develop a distaste for the prophetic words that are being spoken by the false prophets in your life. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that tonight, as God is opening up your ears and God is raising up the spirit of discernment in you, you are not going to follow and give yourself unto the seductive words that have been spoken by the false prophets in your life. I declare that the days of disappointments from false prophetic words has come to an end in your life in the name of Jesus. And I challenge you by the authority of the Holy Ghost that you are not going to be seeking for a prophetic word, but you're going to be seeking for the face of God. Because if you seek the face of God, you will find God. And when you find God, God is going to speak some things over you. And those things are going to come to pass in the name of Jesus. You have been waiting for the season for you to become the head and not the tail. But God is saying there's that season, because the enemy knows. The enemy knew that David was going to be a king. Somebody say hallelujah. The enemy knew that David was appointed to be a king, and an opportunity presented itself for David to kill Saul. But David did not take that opportunity, because it was going to be an illegal maneuver to get into the place that had been appointed by God. So the enemy comes to give you a word to try to preempt what God has said, so that you can abort the process that God wants to establish to set you in the place He said He's going to set you in. So tonight I pray that you are not going to grow impatient on what God has promised in your life. You are going to stand steadfast. No matter how long it is going to take, you are not going to doubt the voice of God. You are not going to doubt the prophetic word that God has spoken over you. If it is a true word of God, I declare that that word is going to wrestle with you, because it desires to go back to God and give an account to say, I have accomplished what you sent me to accomplish. Anybody hearing me? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So Father, right now I call your people to a place of intercession. I call to your people to a place where they are going to seek the face of God like they have never done before. I pray that God, in the name of Jesus, you are bringing them to a place where they realize it's not about the obtaining of material things. It's not about the attaining of superficial things. But God, it is your glory that is their inheritance. You are the cup of their portion. You are a portion of their inheritance. God, you are the one who causes them to inherit. You are the one who causes them to possess. God, if any man desires you, you said if they can seek you, God, they will find you. Bring us to a place tonight where we are not going to seek your arm, but we are going to seek your face. Bring us to a place, oh God, where we're going to search for your heart, oh God, where we're going to search for the things that you desire, oh God, where we are going to lay down our lives as living sacrifices, oh God, doing that which God has assigned for us to do. But God, when if our assignment is to remind men of the goodness of God, even if there is no reward coming from them, God, we will not cease in our assignment. Daily, God, daily, oh God, as sure as the sun is rising from the east and setting to the west, oh God, we are going to speak the very same thing to say, yes, God has plans for your life. Yes, God is still sitting on the throne. Yes, God still speaks a prophetic word over your life. And yes, God is going to fulfill that prophetic word that He has spoken over you, no matter how long it takes, no matter what disappointments are standing in the way. We declare that tonight we will not rest until God has made Zion the praises of His people. We will not rest until Shiloh comes to declare that God is good in all His ways, to declare that God is great and righteous in everything that He does. God, men may reject you, but we stand tonight as a remnant to say, yes, there is a true living God. Yes, there is a God who spoke everything into existence. There is a God who made us in His image and in His likeness for your glory, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight I pray that there is somebody here tonight, you have been doubting God. I want to let you know you were made in the image and likeness of God. God said He will never leave you nor forsake you. Day and night, God is watching over you. I pray that tonight you understand there are some things that are working behind the scenes. There are some things that God is doing behind the scenes to bring you into that expected end. To bring you into, oh God, help me. To bring you into that place where you are going to walk in the fulfillment of the prophetic word. Because that prophetic word that God gave you, Kubarandaya Bahaya, that prophetic word that God gave you, it did not come come from the will of man, but it was a prophetic word. It was a prophecy declared from the lips of God. And that word is not going to go back to God void. That word is going to accomplish everything that God said it is going to accomplish in your life. I declare that you are coming out of the adversity you are facing right now. You are coming out of the trial you are facing right now. Why? Because God has declared that this is the season of your deliverance. The enemy may say over your life, but it's going to take a while. But God is saying it's not going to take a while, because the season has come to an end and that situation has to come to an end. I want to tell you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And I want to declare over you tonight that the morning season of your life has come. Joy is coming. Your strength is coming. Your fulfillment is coming. You are going to go barashata rabahaya. There is a garment of praise that is coming over your sorrow. There is a joy. God is releasing the spirit of joy in your life. You are not going to be crying tears of sadness. You are not going to be crying tears of sorrow, because God is releasing the spirit of joy for your happiness. Somebody say hallelujah. This is my season. This is my moment. Father, I command the voices of the enemy to be shut. Let them be disappointment. Let them be disappointed as God begins to fulfill his word in my life. As God begins to reveal to me what I must believe. As God begins to reveal to me what I must stand on. As God begins to reveal to me what prophetic words I must hold on to. What false words I must let go. For your glory. For your glory alone. I pray that God, not the word of man, but the word of God shall be established in my life. For your glory and for your glory alone. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to say that thing again. I want to say that thing. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. As they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The differentiating factor between a true prophetic voice and a false prophetic voice is the Spirit that is moving them to speak. It's the Spirit that is moving them to speak. Because a false voice, a false prophetic voice is going to be moved by vain glory to speak into your life. A false prophetic word is going to be moved by lust to speak into your life. A false prophetic word is going to be moved by greed to speak into your life. So, God help me tonight in the name of Jesus, to tell somebody, you just don't have to do something because everybody else is doing it. God help me. God help me. Listen, it's about high time we get over the head mentality. It's about time we go above group thinking. It's about time we get into a place where we are listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. God help me. And in the book of Romans, it goes on to say now, for it says now, the Spirit bears witness. Romans 8, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. So if the Spirit of God is bearing witness with your spirit that you are a son of God, you better be hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying. If the Holy Spirit is leading you, you better be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit to follow the direction that is giving you. So if you are hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, you know the things He speaks. You know what He says. You have to be able to govern your life, direct your life according to the voice, not the voice of man, but according to the voice of the Spirit of the living God. You have to understand. You have to understand. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight here. There's a prophetic spirit. There's a prophetic gateway that is opening right now in the name of Jesus. A prophetic gateway that is opening right now over somebody's life. But the problem, what God is trying to address right now is that you have been dealing with the fatigue of unfulfilled prophetic words. You are skeptical. God help me. Oh, God help me. You are skeptical of prophetic voices. You are skeptical of the prophetic because, oh God, help me. You understand this, that everything that happens in your life is usually judged by what you had a taste of initially. Anybody hearing me? Whenever you are introduced to an orange, God help me. When you're introduced to an orange, whether it's an orange from Florida, and you eat a whole packet of that orange, your taste buds develop that and categorize that as a taste of orange. Somebody help me. But when you are given an orange from a different place, it's going to taste differently. You are going to reject that orange no matter how great it is because of the initial taste that you had. So the enemy was trying to preempt your prophetic season by giving you a prophetic word out of season for you to get a taste of that prophetic word and being unfulfilled, that when a true prophetic voice comes into your life to speak, you're going to reject it. But tonight I still stand on the word of God that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh God, I don't care how great the ravioli has been. God help me. I don't care how great the ravioli has been. Until you get a taste of the authentic thing, all I want to say tonight, you are getting to a place where you are not going to judge the authentic prophetic word over your life based on your experience of the false prophecies you have received before. In the name of Jesus. Right now you are in a season. The Bible says, let me give you what Peter says. This is what Peter says. God help me. I love what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter number 2, opening verse. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them. Verse number 2. And many will follow their destructive ways. Verse number 3. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. But here's what I want to pronounce tonight. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world but saved Noah, one of the 8 people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filth conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord God. So Perkins, what are you saying? Tonight I pray, according to the word that's spoken by the Apostle Peter, may the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you. You that are oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked, may the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you from the temptation of deceitful words. May the Lord deliver you from the bondage of false prophetic words. May the Lord deliver you tonight in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bring you to a place where God help me. Asha barabrose bekiri bahayas. Iabrahi korobashe kiri abasatai. See, when you read the book of Jeremiah, you realize that when Jeremiah was walking on the scene, Jeremiah had a yoke of wood that he had on his neck. But the king had some false prophets surrounding him. And one of the prophets came and broke the yoke that was on Elijah's neck. It was a yoke of wood. And the voice of the Lord came to Elijah to tell the prophet, the false prophet, that you have broken the wood of yoke. Now God is putting a yoke of iron. God help me. He's putting a yoke of brass on the nation because of what you have done. So Israel was going to deal not with the yoke of wood, but was going to deal with the yoke of iron, a brass yoke, because of the false prophetic word that was declared by the false prophet. So tonight I declare that by the reason of the anointing, by the reason of the anointing, the yokes that have been placed in your life by false prophetic voices, may the Lord break them asunder in the name of Jesus. Let me describe to you. Let me describe for you what this yoke is like. And I'm almost done. Let me describe to you what this yoke is like. Because this yoke that you've been dealing with, you have been yoked because you've been trying to work a program to manifest that false prophetic word. That false prophetic word has yoked you because you've been tying your resources. God help me. You have been investing your time in the manifestation of a false prophetic word. You've been investing your spiritual disciplines into the manifestation of a false prophetic word. God help me. That false prophetic word has brought some relationships into your life that are not supposed to be in your life. But tonight I declare that God is breaking that yoke off your neck in the name of Jesus. He's breaking that yoke in the name of Jesus. You are no longer going to be a slave to the false prophetic voices that have been speaking over your life. You are not going to live a life where you are restless because of that false prophetic word that has been operating in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray that tonight God is tuning your ear. God is tuning the frequency that your ears are going to hear. You are only going to hear what God has said. And you are only going to stand on what God has said, not what man has said. You are going to believe only what God has spoken over you. The Apostle Paul said, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place. Because the false prophetic word has put you in a dark place. God is releasing a word tonight to say that yoke is being broken. And the true prophetic word now is going to shine as a light in your darkness. Oh God, help me. The false prophetic word has said you are not going to make it. But God is saying, I am the Lord of the breakthrough. We did some time back Baal Perazim. He is the God of the breakthrough. Somebody say he is the God of the breakthrough. Just give me a second. He is the God of the breakthrough. He is the God of the breakthrough. Baal Perazim. He is the God of the breakthrough. God is going to deliver you. God is going to deliver you. God is going to bring you out of what you have been dealing with. Because this is the God that you are dealing with. A God who declares a word over you and that word is not going to fail. A God who speaks a word over you and that word is not going to fail. I'll say it again. He is a God who speaks a word over you and that word is not going to fail. That word is going to be established. It is a sure prophetic word. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But on the other side, he says, but God will deliver them from them all. No matter what you're going through right now, God is delivering you from the yoke of that false prophetic word spoken over your life. That false prophetic word over your life is breaking. The government of that false prophetic word in your life is being broken. The platform that has been used by the false prophets to speak into your life is being broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The taste that you have developed at gladly accepting false prophetic words is being broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are being set free. You are being delivered. Because God has set. Because God has set to bring you out. He has set to bring you out. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me read one more thing for you here. This is what 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 18. No, let me read from verse number 16. Let's do number 17. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness. The ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. So I say tonight, you are not going to yield to the desires of your flesh. You are not going to yield to the desires of your flesh. But you are going to yield to the voice of the Spirit. You are going to live your life in accordance to what the Holy Spirit is revealing. You are not going to go towards the way of greed and allow that to be the gateway that the enemy is using to entice you to believe his false prophetic words. You are not going to have self-ambition be the gateway that the enemy is going to use to entrap you in the yoke of false prophetic words. You are not going to allow the desperation for a breakthrough to be the gateway that the enemy uses to introduce a yoke in your life to a false prophetic word. You are not going to give authorization to the desire to belong to a particular group of people to be the gateway that the enemy is going to use as a yoke to bind you to a false prophetic word. You are not going to use or allow the prevailing culture of group thought to be the gateway that the enemy is going to use to tie you to the yoke that he has established through a false prophetic word. But your eyes are open to see what God has to say. Your ears are open to hear what heaven has to say. I want to read this one more verse for you. And this verse is going to come from the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk. We're going to read that verse and we'll pray and we finish. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1. Habakkuk said, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what you will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Sometimes, help me, Jesus. Sometimes you have to go to your place of watch. Sometimes you have to go to your place of watch. Anybody hearing me? You have to go to your place of watch. There's a difference. The reason why I read this particular chapter is to make you realize that there is a difference in terms of the posture. There is a difference in terms of the posture that was taken by the prophet Habakkuk. He did not go and find every prophetic word, every prophetic voice to say, what is the Lord saying? Habakkuk said, I am going to go to my place of watch, the King James Version. Let me pull up the King James Version for you so I can give exactly what it says. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And in the explanation of the word, the tower means a fenced place. I am going to go into the place that I have reserved, my place of watch. I am going to seek the face of God to see what God has to say to me. I am going to go to my place of watch. I am going to go into my tent and engage with the God of heaven so that I can see what the Lord has to say to me. And when you see what God has said to you, this is what Habakkuk said. Now I'm reading from the King James Version. This is what Habakkuk said. This is what God said to him. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that ye may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. God responded to the posture that was taken by the prophet. I am not going to go to seek somebody else to tell me what God has to say. I am going to go into my place of watch, and I'm going to wait there until I see what God has to say when I'm reproved. And then God responded and said, write the vision, make it plain. I am about to show you some things because of the posture that you have taken. And the things that I'm about to show you, they are not, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. A true prophetic word from God, you can wait on it. Build your life around it, knowing that at the appointed time, it shall speak. At the appointed time, it shall speak. So I just came tonight with a word of encouragement for somebody. As God is moving you away from the desire to listen to false prophetic voices and bringing you into a place where you are going to hear true prophetic voices, you are going to see what God has promised. I want to declare tonight, because your ears have been open and God has broken the yoke of false prophetic words over your life, this has now become your season. This has now become your life. Because God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a son of man that he should repent. Simply means this: when God speaks, he does not lie. And God will not take back his words and say, I did not mean to say that. Because sons of men repent for what they have said. They can walk back their words. But God, who does not lie, he is a God. When he speaks, his word will manifest what he has spoken. As you are building your life around true foundations now, foundations of the true prophetic, Your best days are ahead of you. Your best days are right in front of you. Your best days are right in front of you. But all you have to do is you have to hold on to that word and see what God is going to do. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me read this one more verse and I'm done. Okay, read one more verse and I'm done. I will go back to 2 Peter. And we'll close 2 Peter. Second Peter, chapter number 3. Says, for this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but the Lord is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Verse number 15. And I count that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, or as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some of the things, some things hard to be understood, for which they are unlearned and unstable, rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. Amen. So what I just want to say tonight, every true prophetic word spoken over your life is a promise that God has given you. And God is not slack. He will fulfill his promises. So I pray for tonight for God to disassociate you, to deliver you, to bring you out of the yoke of the bondage of false prophetic words. See, let me just say this in conclusion. God just does not deliver you out of something. God delivers you out to bring you into something. God delivers you out and delivers you in. I'm going to say it again. God delivers you out and delivers you in. I'm going to say it again. God delivers you out and delivers you in. God brought you out of the kingdom of darkness and just did not leave you in suspended animation, but he brought you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his Son, into the kingdom of the marvelous light. So God is going to break you, deliver you from the yoke of false prophetic words, and deliver you into the promise of the true prophetic words. God is breaking the yoke of false prophetic words over your life, because now the true prophetic words of God are going to govern and direct your life. And from now onwards, you are not going to be following the carnal words of man, the feeble designs of man, but you are going to be following the true prophetic words that God has spoken in your life. And I want to say this in closing, this is going to be the best season of your life. And what is going to make the season the greatest season of your life is that you are going to be seeking the face of God. Because material things are a byproduct of seeking after God. David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that one thing will I seek." Moses said, "God, I have walked with you. I saw the burning bush. I saw the plagues in Egypt. I saw you part the Red Sea. I saw you, God, heal people from the fiery serpents. I saw you, God, bring water from the rock, God. I saw the cloud, the pillar of cloud by day. I saw the pillar of fire by night. I saw you, God, rain manna from heaven. I saw you, God, bring quail from the heavens. I saw you, God, build a nation in one day. I saw you, God, as a cloud on the mountain. I heard your voice when you called me into the mountain. I was with you for 40 days and 40 nights as you wrote your commandments on the tablets of stone. I was with you, O God, when the earth opened up and swallowed the men that were a disappointment to you. I was with you, God. I was with you, God. And I know that I sinned against you, God, that I'm not going to enter into the promised land. But God, this one thing I ask, God, show me your glory. Moses did not ask God for houses he did not build. Moses did not ask God for vineyards he did not plant. Moses did not beg God for permission to enter into the promised land. But all God, all Moses said was, God, show me your glory. And Psalm 103 makes this declaration. Unto Moses, God made known his ways, but his children of Israel saw his mighty acts. So the ways of God are greater than the acts of God. Yet Moses said, I have seen your acts, God. I have seen your power. You have made known to me your ways. But Moses still said, show me your glory. So tonight, because of where you are, position now, according to prophecy, you are going to seek the face of God. And as you are seeking the face of God, God is going to answer. And when God answers, it's done.